how are you feeling, and B, what's your excitement level just with the new offense and all that?
I feel good, man. Healthy, blessed. Had a good offseason. And with the new vibes around here, definitely excited. You know, new energy, new offense, doing things that I've never done before. So, you know, I'm blessed and excited to see what we got in store.
What were your thoughts after seeing your teammate, Zay Flowers, get the nice contract? And what's that say about the organization?
Well-deserved. And, you know, like EDC take care of his players. You know, he always have. You know, Zay works hard, always have. Known him to work hard and, you know, I don't even think we've seen, you know, the ceiling of what he can do. It's so much more that, you know, I feel like he's going to show the world. And I think he can do that in this offense for sure.
What do you think of Declan Royals?
Very detailed guy, high energy. You know, he's pushing us to be the very best every day. I think that's the difference, you know, in our offense right now is, you know, we're chasing the small details right now. And, you know, he's on our ass a lot about that for right now.
Declan just talked about just his excitement of having you in his offense and what you could bring and the conversations that you guys have had. You know, what excites you about kind of the role that he envisions for you in his offense?
Like I said, I mean, I'm moving around, you know, all over the place. I feel like in the past I've been kind of a one-dimensional, you know, receiver. You know, I feel like he sees my talent. You know, he sees everybody's talent, a lot of guys moving around. And, you know, he's playing all strengths right now. So I think it's a lot that we all get to show. You know, I'm excited to see that.
I know last year wasn't the year that you wanted to have, and a lot of things that go into that. What do you take away from that? Does it feel like a fresh start now with just kind of a new era here going on?
I mean, I just got to keep playing ball. I don't get too caught up in that. It's a lot of stuff that goes into that. But I think the only thing I can do is control what I can control. You know, it's make plays when my number is called. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm looking forward to doing, you know, bouncing back. And that's part of being a football player. It goes on a lot in this league. So I'm looking forward to doing that.
How do you feel describe Jesse Minter's coaching style so far?
You know, calm but resilient. I feel like he's a calm guy, very detailed, like the rest of the staff as well. You know, he's very, you know, connecting the team right now. I think that's something that we needed, and I think all the guys are taking advantage of that style right now.
Does it kind of rejuvenate you when there is, like, a new system and new plays and you're being used in new ways? Is that, you've been in the league now a handful of years, does it re-energize you in any way?
I would say so. Yeah. As a receiver, you know, you want somebody to believe in. You want somebody, you know, to see your, you know, ability. And I think, you know, Declan is doing a good job of, you know, moving all of us around, not just myself. Zay's been moving on a lot. Y'all see Jacoby Lane out there making plays. Tez Walker. I think there's a lot in store for a lot of guys, you know, this season.
Rashad, what is it about this offense that makes you feel like it can kind of highlight your strengths?
I feel like the details of it, and like I said, I moved around. I'm moving around a lot. I'm in the slot, you know, outside, and I think that's a blessing for me. You know, I appreciate him for, you know, doing that. You know, so, you know, I get to show my talent, you know, more and more.
Have you connected much with the rookies, Jacoby, Elijah, and what have you been able to teach them as being a guy who's been around?
I would just say my work ethic. You know, I think that's how me and Zay lead the room. You know, we come out here, we go hard, we make plays. And, you know, Jacoby is making plays right now. He's leading his own way. But every player, you know, has their strengths. But I think everybody's showing up to work, giving their all. And I think that's all you can ask for right now.
The last few years, it seems like you've been primarily used as a deep threat. Do you want to be able to run more of the route tree with this offense?
That's not up to me. I'm just here to play football, you know, whatever that looks like. And I don't want to get caught up in that because that's not what it's about. Whatever this team asks of me, you know, that's what I'm going to do. And that's what I've always done. So that's what I'm looking forward to right now. Say that again. I did not see the World Cup goal, but, you know, I heard he came off the bench and, you know, scored a game-winning kick. I think that says a lot for him, you know, being ready when your number's called. I think that can say a lot for, you know, a lot of people in this world, you know, just, you know, staying prepared, you know, because you just never know when your number's called. So even for myself, I never know when my number's going to be called. So I got to stay ready at all times.
How's fatherhood treating you? Feel like you got any dad strength now?
I do. It's the best thing, you know, that ever's happened to me. I love my little girl so much. She's changed me a lot, I would say. And, I would definitely say she changed my life, you know, for the better, for sure. Yeah.
Good. Thank you, Rashad.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.